Shabbat Shalom. Happy Hanukkah. One of the most incredible experiences in Israel is visiting the outdoor marketplaces, the shuk. And as many of you know, in Jerusalem, the largest shuk or marketplace is called Machane Yehuda. And at Machane Yehuda, the smells of fresh food and the calls of the vendors fill the air. Some of the best hummus, falafel, some of the best pastries in all of Israel are found at Machane Yehuda. Many residents of Jerusalem, they can't afford the high prices at supermarkets, so they go to Machane Yehuda to buy their food. And since the food is both good and cheap, the shuk is generally flooded with people. But as the sun sets, the market empties, and everyone heads home. I remember one early evening that I was walking through Jerusalem, and I passed by Machane Yehuda. The stalls, they were all closed up, and the floor was littered with the scraps that had been discarded by or dropped by the vendors. In the otherwise deserted shuk, I saw one middle-aged woman. And every few steps, she leaned over, picked up some scraps, and put them in her bag. I recall that night at Machane Yehuda when I recently reviewed the Talmud's teachings on Hanukkah. In the Talmud, the rabbis determined that the best time to light the Chanukiah begins at sundown and continues until everyone has left the shuk. And who are the last people to leave the shuk, the Talmud asks? The Talmudai, the people who collect wood scraps from the shuk floor. The Talmudai, much like the lady I saw in the shuk that evening, come after everyone else has left, and they come to collect what is left over. The Talmudai are the poorest of the poor. The Talmud goes on to teach that the best place to light the Chanukiah is outside the front of your home. Nowadays, it's our custom to fill our homes with the brightness of the Chanukiah. We light inside, but during the times of the Talmud, Jews lit the Chanukiah outside the entrance to their home. As the light of the Chanukiah filled the dark night, one would see the Talmudai, the scrap collectors, the poorest people. And like that night at Machane Yehuda, the sight of such poverty would be difficult to forget. After lighting the Chanukiah, as people returned to the warmth of their own homes, they would remember the Talmudai. The Talmudai, those who are fighting for their survival, wandering about in the cold winter evenings. And I think this is the point, remembering. Because too often, it's so easy for us to forget the pain of others. At the end of last week's Torah portion, Joseph is imprisoned, and he meets the Pharaoh's cupbearer and the Pharaoh's baker. And Joseph correctly interprets the dreams of both of these men. And according to these dreams, as Joseph predicts them, the baker is put to death, and the cupbearer is restored to the Pharaoh's office. But once the cupbearer is free, and once again serving the Pharaoh, the Torah tells us, "Ve'lo zachar sar hamashkim et Yosef v'yashkechehu." The cupbearer did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. Back in Pharaoh's court in good graces, and no longer in danger, the cupbearer forgets all about Joseph and all that Joseph did for him. Today's parsha picks up the story 2 years later. The Pharaoh has alarming visions that nobody can comprehend. And when there is total panic in Egypt, only then does the cupbearer remember Joseph and tell the Pharaoh about this mysterious Hebrew boy. The cupbearer only remembers Joseph when there is an emergency. He remembers Joseph out of necessity, not out of consideration. Many of the traditional commentators on the Torah are rightfully critical of the cupbearer. What they go on to conclude is basically this. Well, what do you expect from a lousy, no good, ancient Egyptian? I mean, remember what those Egyptians did to us. And I'm somewhat bothered by that approach. Not because it's critical of the ancient Egyptians, but because by simply dismissing the cupbearer, by saying, oh, he didn't remember Joseph because he was just a nasty ancient Egyptian, by doing that, we miss an opportunity to confront an ugly reality. Most of us forget. When suffering is out of our view, it is easily forgotten. I imagine that if put in the cupbearer's place, most people would have forgotten Joseph and forgotten his suffering. Our tradition is aware of our tendency to forget. And the mitzvot are designed to ensure that we remember. The high holidays, Sukkot, Purim, Pesach, Shabbat, Shavuot, all help us remember God, the gift of our lives, and the gift of those in our lives. These holidays also prevent us from forgetting the pain that we have caused through our own actions, and from forgetting the suffering that, while we may not have caused, still exists and for which we are responsible for ending. And as we learn from the Talmud, Hanukkah is no different. The light from the Chanukiah shines upon the Talmudai, the least fortunate amongst us. At the darkest, coldest point of the year, when the poor stand alone in the cold, dark shuk, struggling and vulnerable, the outdoor lighting of the Chanukiah forces us to see them and to remember. The Chanukiah helps us from repeating the sins of the Pharaoh's cupbearer. The light of the Chanukiah helps us remember the harsh reality of life for the poor and for the homeless. A lot has changed since the Talmud. It's no longer our custom to light the Chanukiah outdoors. And while the Talmudai of the Talmud are no longer, there are many like the woman in Machaneh Yehuda. So many for whom the world is a dark place filled with uncertainty, fear, and pain. Unfortunately, recently the world has become even darker. With increased economic instability, more and more people are hurting. And we're no exception. We are all concerned about our future and the future of our children and our families, and for good reason. Times are bad. But look at us. Look at how we live and all that we have. It may be less than what we had before, but we are truly fortunate. So while it's become darker for us as well, let's remember the lighting of the Chanukiah as taught in the Talmud. Let the light of the Chanukiah help us, those who are truly blessed, to remember the Talmudai in our midst. At this dark time, allow the Chanukiah to direct us towards the suffering and pain in the world around us. And even as we feel the darkness of the hour and the struggles of the time, may the light of the Chanukiah remind us of our abundant blessings and inspire us to bring blessing to others. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.